This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Facebook has warned a number of users this week to change their passwords ASAP, but it's not the usual update your password request. The social network is reacting to continuing fallout from a massive hack that occurred last month. The original hack was of a large number of personal accounts for software made by the company Adobe. Investigative reporter Brian Krebs joins us now. Hi, Brian.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So first, give me a refresher. You broke the story about the Adobe hack. Explain it in simple terms.
Sure. Well, thieves got access to a whole lot of Adobe information, including source code for some of their most important software titles. They also got access to close to 3 million, what Adobe is calling encrypted credit card numbers. And it looks like the thieves stole close to 150 million usernames and passwords from your databases.
The issue now, Brian, is that some of these passwords and these login credentials people were using not only for Adobe, but for other things, hence this warning from Facebook last night to users, correct?
Yeah, so this is kind of a perennial problem, right? You have companies that store lots of information on users, and you have users who are typically pretty lazy about their password choices.
So how dare you, sir?
Well, it's true. It's human nature, right?
Right.
And so what Facebook has done is they said, well, you know, if some of this information is out there, it makes sense for us to mine this information to see how many of our users may have, you know, taken this easy way to the password, remembering their passwords.
So the moral of the story, correct me if I'm wrong, the moral of the story here, at least in the short term for users, is use different passwords for all of your different necessary logins, right?
I think it's okay to reuse passwords if you reuse them only on sites that don't store personal information about you. So your, you know, your really good stuff, your credit card numbers, your banking account information. I mean, if you just want to go leave a comment on some news site, it's not such a bad idea to have one password for all of those types of sites.
What's the moral for Adobe?
The moral for Adobe is they have multiple places where their user data is kept when they don't need to keep it in more than one place.
Uh-huh.
And what happens then is when you forget about it or all your systems move to a new system, but you don't purge that information from the old systems, all of a sudden those old systems become less protected. And using one encryption key to encrypt tens of millions of users' information, maybe not the best approach.
Brian Krebs is the man who writes KrebsOnSecurity.com, an investigative journalist. Brian, thank you very much.
Hey, this is fun. Thank you.